Hey listeners, my name is Kelly Givens and I'm one of the producers behind Your Daily Prayer. I wanted to let you know about a new podcast we've created. It's called How to Study the Bible, and it's hosted by Nicole Eunice, a writer, speaker, and Bible teacher with a real passion to help Christians understand and apply the Bible to their everyday lives. I think that there are a lot of us out there, myself included, who really want to study the Bible, but just have no idea where to start or how to make sense of what we're reading. What we may not realize is that we've somehow missed out on some pretty fundamental, basic tools and skills, which once we have them, can really help us begin to interpret and understand what God is saying through His Word. If you feel like that describes you, we would love for you to check out this podcast. You can find it by searching How to Study the Bible in your favorite podcast app or by going to lifeaudio.com. We'll also have a link to it in the show notes. Check it out and let us know what you think.
A Prayer for When Others Have What You Want by Lisa Turkhurst. These were his instructions to them. The harvest is great, but the workers are few. So pray to the Lord who is in charge of the harvest. Ask him to send more workers into his fields. Luke 10:2. Have you ever wondered if there's any need for you in the dreams tucked in your heart when there are already so many successful people out there in the world? I totally understand. Several years ago, I remember pouring out all the best words I had through a pixelated letters turned pages turned book proposal. I tucked my heart and dreams into a purple Office Max binder and hoped for the best. Soon, I'd receive a no answer from all but one. And when I got that final rejection, I felt so foolish for thinking I could actually write a book. My dream was nothing but a sham. I had no writing skills, and I must have heard God all wrong. At the same time, I had other writer friends who were getting different letters from publishers. Amazing letters. Dream come true letters. Letters that turned into book contracts. Moments where I felt my friends' lives were rushing past me in a flurry of met goals, new opportunities, and affirmations of their callings from God. It seemed the world was literally passing me by. And in those moments, I said on the outside, good for them. But on the inside, I just kept thinking, ouch, that means less and less opportunity for me. The raw essence of honest hurting rarely produces pretty thoughts. Then I could see new and life-giving realities. Her success does not threaten yours, nor mine. When she does well, we all do well. All tides rise when we see a sister making this world a better place with her gifts. This is what Jesus reminds us. The harvest is great, but the workers are few. So pray to the Lord who is in charge of the harvest. Ask him to send more workers into his fields. Luke 10:2. And this is where we have a choice to make today. We can look out and see the unlimited, abundant opportunities God has placed before us to create, to write, to serve, to sing, to be and become. Or we can stare at another person's opportunity and get entangled in the enemy's lie that everything is scarce, scarce opportunities, scarce supply, scarce possibilities. And we start seeing another person's creations as a threat to our own opportunities. Oh, sweet sister, there is an abundant need in this world for your contributions to the kingdom, your thoughts and words and artistic expressions, your exact brand of beautiful. Know it, believe it, live it. Let's pray. Lord, thank you for reminding me how you created me on purpose and with purpose. I don't have to live this life feeling threatened by the success of others. Today, I'm asking you to bless the women around me doing what I long to do. Stir even more hearts with a deep passion to make you known. And continue to settle my heart with the truth that this world really does need my exact brand of beautiful. In Jesus' name, amen.
And oftentimes, you know, you're chasing happiness, but you don't know that God is the best way to achieve the happiness you're looking for. And so I was trying to end my suffering by sinning, but I only ended up sinning my way into more suffering.
That was Grammy winner Lecrae unpacking his testimony on The Walk, a podcast for worshipers. Join us weekly to hear artists, songwriters, worship leaders, filmmakers, and other creatives tell stories in the form of a devotional. The Walk can be found on lifeaudio.com or your favorite podcast platform.